Allez, écoute. There are two secrets to chanting Hare Krishna nicely. One is to know that chanting Hare Krishna is always a struggle. One has to always be endeavoring to chant the holy names offensively, and there is no shortcut. We may know so many techniques and tools, and we may sometimes even feel that I have been able to capture the holy name. I have not missed out one Hare, or I have chanted the full mantra awake throughout my chanting. But that is not the spirit of attentive chanting. The spirit of attentive chanting used to have obtained a soft heart with a proper attitude towards Krishna. So there are many techniques and tools that are given to facilitate good chanting, but they are not all. As Lord Krishna himself, while speaking to Narada boy, he told him that mechanical meditative process cannot attract me or capture me. Although one may use some sitting postures and many other techniques to try to pay attention to the holy name. So the real secret is to always struggle to keep oneself in a offenseless zone of chanting. And that is actually a great struggle. It will not happen by any mechanical techniques or tools or methods. It will only happen by very sincerely struggling to chant offenselessly. Another secret is always to remember the temporary nature of the world, and that the death can come at any time. In the early days in ISKCON, devotees used to have a picture of a skeleton, like we put a danger sign, and they would write a slogan, "Chant while you can," which is the same slogan what Kulashekara prayed, where he is saying, "My dear Lord, my mind and senses are now fresh that I am in youth. So let my mind completely become absorbed in reciting your names, form and glory and everything. And please take my life away," he says. "Let me completely remembering you. Let me leave my body." Krishna atpadiya pada pankaja panjarantam adyaivame vishatu manasa rajahamsa prana prayana samaye kafavata pittaihi kanta varodhana vidau smaranam kutaste. So he's asking, how can I remember you at the time of death when the body will be in shambles? It's difficult for me to remember you at that time. So when I am here and healthy now, take me away, he says. So we have to know, when we are healthy, to chant the holy name may be easy. But at the time of death, to remember Krishna and chant the holy name is not very easy. So to remember that death can come at any time, because we are living in a world of death, material world. And that will actually immediately, at least during the time of chanting, can wind up the material life altogether. Otherwise, to contemplate on sense gratification and make plans for furthering our enjoyment, we will only be making a show of chanting, which will not be chanting at all. In order to be present in the presence of the divine couple Radha and Krishna and chant for them and invite them to come and reside in our heart, that is only possible when one always knows that the material body is perishable and the death is inevitable, and I, the soul, has eternal connection with Krishna. I will not die, Krishna will not die, and our eternal loving sweet relationship will not die. That's the only reality. So remembering this, this is the real secret of absorbing oneself in the chanting of the holy name. So keep always these two things in mind, that every day is a struggle, and I should join the struggle in calling out the holy name offenselessly. And secondly, to always remember that death is inevitable and death will come any time. Before the death comes, we should pray to Krishna to improve the quality of our calling to such an extent that that will be noticed by Krishna, recognized by Krishna, and that way our heart will become purified. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.